This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is getting a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19 after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalization, and death. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said the approval was done with rigorous standards for safety, effectiveness, and manufacturing quality needed to support emergency use authorization. One dose was 85% effective against the most severe COVID-19 illness in a massive study that spanned three continents, protection that remained strong even in countries such as South Africa, where variants of most concern are spreading. The House of Representatives has approved a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill that was championed by President Joe Biden, the first step in providing another dose of aid to a weary nation as the measure now moves to the Senate. Biden's vision for infusing cash across a struggling economy to individuals, businesses, schools, states, and cities battered by COVID-19 passed on a near party-line vote of 219 to 212. Speaking at the White House Saturday morning, the president said there is no time to waste in passing the legislation in the Senate.
We're one step closer to helping millions of Americans feed their families and keep a roof over their head. We're one step closer to getting our kids safely back in school. We're one step closer to getting state and local governments the money they need to prevent massive layoffs for essential workers.
The bill faces a tough fight in the Senate, where a battle over raising the minimum wage threatens to derail passage. This is VOA News.